You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. Many people want to walk with the Lord with flesh uncrucified. As far as God is concerned, brethren, please get this. The flesh is hopeless. God does not try to reform the flesh. God does not try to improve the flesh. There is nothing to do to the flesh. It cannot please God. So the flesh is hopelessly hopeless. And so the only solution to the flesh is to crucify it. But rather than crucify the flesh with its passions and desires, what many people are trying to do is to improve their flesh. You are trying to modify your flesh. You are trying to improve on it. You are trying to straighten it. You are working on it. I tell you, it's a waste of time. Anybody wants to crucify flesh, crucify. Anybody wants to walk with Jesus, crucifies the flesh. You are trying to suppress the flesh. You are not to suppress it. You are suppressing your lust. You are suppressing your anger. You are trying to hold your mouth. That is not how to walk with God. That is not how to overcome the flesh. It's not by suppressing it. It's not by learning how to improve it. Some of you want to give a good culture to the flesh. You want to raise your flesh to be moral. It will never work. Flesh is hopeless. There is only one sentence on the flesh. It is death. And the only death that the flesh obeys is the death on the cross. Reckoning yourself to be dead indeed. That's why it says, and those who are Christ's, those who belong to Jesus, they have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. You are trying to manage the passions of the flesh. You are trying to manage the desires of the flesh. You are not to manage those passions. You are not to manage those sinful desires. You are to crucify them. They are to die. How do they die? According to Romans chapter 6 verse 11, you reckon them dead. You can't walk with God until you crucify the flesh. No matter how far you want to go with God or you are going with God, flesh will pull you back. Flesh will pull you down. Flesh will disgrace you. Flesh will make you do things you never believed you could do. Yes, that's flesh. Evil things that you never thought you could do, flesh will make you do it. Shameful things, flesh will make you do it. So what is the solution? You have to crucify it. The flesh must just die. Don't desire your flesh. Don't think you are good. When I hear people say, "Sir, I know that I'm good in my heart." I know that person has no idea how evil he or she is. You are not good at all. People who think they are good are not good. People who are good do not know they are good. In fact, nobody is good. We are only to express the goodness of God. That's why Jesus said to that man that said, "Good master," he said, "Call no one good. Why do you call me good?" He said, "Nobody is good except the Father." So I am not good. I'm not independently good. I am simply expressing the Father. So it is the Father that is good. There is nothing like a good man. I am not a good husband. I am not a good preacher. It is only God that is good in me. You are not a good person. It's only God that can express his goodness in you. That's how we become good. It's not by trying to be good. It's by allowing God to flow through us. Brethren, have you reckoned your flesh to be dead indeed? Are you dead indeed unto sin? Please note, there is no reformation that can improve the flesh. The flesh must die. The flesh in its best capacity cannot please God. Even in its best capacity, it cannot please God. It must die. I pray that you will understand this and that your sinful passions and flesh will truly die under the cross of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.